And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Hopefully everyone was lucky enough to tune into the first half of the show today. We're celebrating the 100th centennial of Woody Guthrie's birth, which is actually tomorrow if you're listening live. He was born on July the 14th, 1912, and passed away in 1967, unfortunately. But I'm sure he's out there enjoying all of this good music tonight. Boy, there's a lot of great cover tunes out there when it comes to Woody Guthrie. It was very hard to choose, so I decided to just go what felt right to me and play a lot of my favorites and whatnot. Got some tribute songs as well, including this one I'm going to play for you next from Mr. Tom Pacheco. This one deals with Ramblin' Jack Elliott as well, who is a bit of a protege of Woody and traveled with him and whatnot. It's called Woody and Jack now here on Out of the Woods.
Was coming to the end. It would not be like before. Jack and Woody sang for Nichols, New York, 1954. They got a ride to the West Coast and raced across the land. Through ranches, farms, and truck stops, Jack saw Woody's trembling hand. San Diego, they got busted as they tried to jump a train. But Woody had a way of sweet-talking rain into champagne. He'd stare up at the sky a lot, at the freedom of the birds. Jack could see he was dissolving, but he didn't say a word. They visited some old friends, but wore their welcome thin. Woody was acting crazy, and Jack always copied him. At pretty Polly Canyon, Woody said, "Jack, get me some beer." When Jack got back from the liquor store, Woody long disappeared. Headed north on a zigzag trail, God knows what he went through. Sleeping rough out in the drizzle, holes in the shirt and shoes. How many souls who saw him, hair and beard like Jesus Christ, realized they'd seen the genius some cruel God had sacrificed. How many times did he think his loud freight trains rumble by? How easy it'd be to just lay out on the track and wait to die? It was the time of Joe McCarthy. Patty Page sang all the tunes. The silent generation reigned. For him there was no thought of Pampers, Texas, Coney Island, Arlo too, and the bright San Joaquin Valley, where a billion peaches grew. Pete Seeger and Lead Belly, the big Grand Coulee Dam, a thousand Union Halls he played before fire destroyed his hand. Radiant redwood forests, so tall they touch the sun. And the Okies and their broken trucks, defeated on the run. The picket lines of people, with nothing left to lose. His weathered old guitar, the only weapon he would use. Songs he wrote so easily, they came five at a time. That golden well he drew from, Now a dust storm in his mind. 12 times he was arrested in a span of just 6 weeks. For drunkenness and vagrancy, no one knew of his disease. He got picked up by strangers. One took him to her home. She was a troubled woman with a shelf of talking stones. He woke up in the morning, and though he thought he'd seen it all, she had photographs of roadkill hanging all over her walls. He ended up in New York for long hospital stays. For 13 years his life became a long slide to the grave. Sometimes they'd let him out, he'd hear his songs sung everywhere. His car wreck of a body huddled in an honored chair. Jack would be there with him, tears exploding from his eyes. His faithful road companion still right there at his side. The Vietnam War starting, the people had no choice. How desperately we missed the truth and power of his voice. In October 67, his spirit finally left. How free he must have felt to flee the prison of his flesh, to soar above the land he loved and mountains that he climbed, and hear a million children sing the songs he left behind.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. It was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was going to coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed. It was a hairpin turn. I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak. And I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Made me go out that night. At that hour I'd normally been in bed, but I found myself looking up at the sky at a very bright light straight overhead. The flash green and then red, Santa Claus color. I stood there frozen in that light, then I started hearing this kind of a whir. The lights got louder and the noise got brighter, and I felt a sudden chill. Brr. It was cold. Shouldn't have gone out without a coat. My mom was right again. This big old spaceship floated down and hovered 3 feet above the earth. Never been so scared in all my life. Could have given spontaneous birth if I was a woman and pregnant. Now these two little guys about 4 feet tall jumped off that space-age Greyhound bus. They grabbed me by the arms and said, "Start walking, Dan, you're coming with us." Abduction. They didn't actually speak, but I understood them. Telepathy. They strapped me down to this metal crate, took out this 35-foot-long hose. They said, "Don't worry, this won't hurt." Then they stuffed that sucker up my nose. All the way up. I knew my nose was long, but this was a surprise. Examined me from head to toe, stuck prods in every orifice. This cold gray box come and gave me a kiss and extracted a couple of quarts of piss. I felt dehydrated. Then they waved this wand all around my brain, said, "Now we're reading your brain, you see. You got an awful lot of songs in there that seems they're all in the key of G." I said, "Well, what about Marilyn? That's in D." They said, "D flat, actually." I said, "Well, yeah, because I tuned down a half step." "What about Hannibal?" They said, "What about Hannibal?" I said, "Well, technically it's in G, but it's really a drop D tuning capoed up." They said, "How come you don't play the harmonica more?" I said, "How come I'm in a spaceship talking to aliens about my act?" They said, "We'd rather talk physics, but you're illiterate there." Couldn't argue. They dropped me someplace in Brazil, took a month to get back to the USA. When I told my friends what I'd been through, no one believed what I had to say. That sucked. To be expected, though, most people think Hannibal's in straight tuning. Well, my life's back to normal now. I do the things I always do. But once a week, I meet with 12 other folks who've been abducted, too. I tell my story. They tell theirs. I don't believe them, though.
That old dust storm killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. That old dust storm will kill my family, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. That old landlord, and he got my homestead, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old dry spell killed my crop, boys, but he can't kill me, Lord, and he can't kill me. That old tractor got my home, boys, but it can't get me, Lord, and it can't get me. That old tractor run my house down, but it can't get me down, and it can't get me. That old pawn shop got my furniture, but it can't get me, Lord, and it can't get me. That old highway's got my relatives, but he can't get me, Lord, and he can't get me. That old dust might kill my wheat, boys, but he can't kill me, Lord, and he can't kill me. I have weathered many a dust storm, but he can't get me, boys, and he can't kill me. That old dust storm, well, it blowed my barn down, but it can't blow me down, and it can't blow me down. That old wind might blow this world down, but it can't blow me down, it can't kill me. That old dust storm's killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me.
Woody, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Woody Guthrie, and that one there was Dust Can't Kill Me, another one from the Dust Bowl Ballads, which I've chosen to play many tracks from tonight, because it's my favorite. We had Dan Byrne in there just before that, a song that would never have happened if it wasn't for Woody. And Talking Alien Abduction Blues, going back to his EP, Dog Boy Van, that came out many years ago. And Talking Dust Bowl Blues from Woody himself, also from Dust Bowl Ballads. And we started off that set there, Tom Pacheco and Woody and Jack, taking that from the Best of Tom Pacheco, Volume 1. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard, spinning a lot of stuff for Woody tonight, and a lot of cover songs, tributes, all sorts of things. I should probably give out the contact info once again here. If you're listening live and local on a Friday night here in the central New Hampshire area, you can get in touch with me at 526-3494. And if you're listening out there online any other time, shoot me email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Well, it's time to hear from some of Woody's family members now. I've got to play something from Arlo, so we're going to take a track now that goes back quite a long time. One of Arlo's own songs here. This is Last Train, and we're going to follow it up with the grandkids. Hold on, here on Out of the Woods.
I wanna hop on the last train in the station. Won't need to get yourself prepared. When you're on that last train for glory, you'll know you're reasonably there. Maybe you ain't walked on any highway. You've just been flying in the air. But if you're on that last train to glory, know you must have paid your fare.
Try to get heaven a little closer to the ground. Mark. Get set. Go.
Worthless is my love for you, dear. You don't even care if I'm true.
Snow it blowed and the wind it
That's Elizabeth Mitchell doing Woody Guthrie's Little Seed there for you. And that comes from the sampler that we just got that features tracks from the selections, actually from the Woody Guthrie Centennial Collection, which is the big set they've been talking about a lot from Smithsonian Folkways. But that track actually comes from her CD called Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie. And she also does a version of This Land Is Your Land, which I have on the sampler, but I'm not going to play that one tonight. I'm going to play a different version later on. Also, we had some of the grandkids of Woody Guthrie there, Arlo's kids, actually. And we heard from Kathy Guthrie as part of her group Folk Uke that she's in with Willie Nelson's daughter. And we heard Worthless from that one. Sarah Lee Guthrie, who is Arlo's youngest, and her husband Johnny Orion. We heard Seven Sisters from the Bright Examples CD. And Woody Guthrie's son, Arlo. We heard Last Train to start this set there for you. We're going to wrap up the show in memory of Woody Guthrie tonight. He would have turned 100 tomorrow, if you're listening here on Live on a Friday night anyway. On the 14th of July is his birthday. We'll be right back after this.